Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Guided Souls. This is spirit-guided intuitive life coach and angel talker, Comfy Crystal. You can find me at www.comfysoul.com. And soul is S-O-U-L. And also on facebook.com/comfysoul. Or just search for Comfy Soul on Facebook or Twitter. And I do this show with psychic medium Ishani. He is a certified angelic life coach, certified card reader, and you can find him, the past life and hugging guru, at www.mediumishani.com. Ishani is spelled E-S-H-N. Find him also on facebook.com/mediumishani, or just search for Medium Ishani on Facebook. We're put here to help you remember you are never alone. God, the angels, your spirit guides, crossed over loved ones are helping lost souls navigate through this lifetime. We're here to tell you there are no coincidences. We're here to confirm what you believe and make you more powerful in your prayers. We polish the natural God-given abilities that make you the superheroes of your life and the lives of others. We also do psychic and angel card readings, teach classes, and do spiritual counseling to transform people's lives. So catch our show daily, Monday through Friday, at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, either live or via a downloaded Godcast. You can take some classes with our spiritual family on meetup.com/ourspiritualconnection or get private one-on-one sessions from anywhere in the world to jumpstart your spirit. And we're getting ready to make our meetup.com worldwide. So instead of just having local events in the Southern California area, we're inviting you to join Meetup Spiritual Connection and get ready for announcements for super duper affordable classes online. And at these prices, there's like no way no one can't begin to spiritually develop themselves and be in a community of people that answer your questions and be supported by a psychic medium while you're getting your development. So it doesn't matter if you're near us or far away, the energy still comes through and we're still here for you. And you can find all of this info again on blogtalkradio.com under Guided Souls. So let the magic begin. Today we are talking about if you're lost and needing direction. And this is probably one of the most talked about things that we encounter, besides the obvious question of when will I be with my soulmate, or better, my twin flame, we often get, I don't know what direction to go in. I don't know what to do next. I don't know what my next step is. Some people hear their angels and aren't connecting, and those who even hear their angels don't always know what to do. So they're having a really difficult time still making a decision. So Ishani can help in the way that when he does a psychic reading, he is directly channeling your angel and your archangels that are working with you and your Passover loved ones and your spirit animals. Believe it or not, your spirit animals talk. It's all through telepathy, so don't think that they don't have a voice. So the same way that you receive information is the same way that both Ishani and I receive information. The difference is we've learned how to tap into it and pay really super duper close attention to how these messages come in. For instance, just before calling into this show today, I was out running around and had to take care of some things and was patiently waiting at Rite Aid for the line to move as they were shorthanded and moving stuff around. I knew that somehow, some way, Spirit was going to get me back in time to get settled and be able to take your guys' phone calls. And at the same time, as soon as I walked in with plenty of time to spare, sat down at my computer, got ready to call in, my ears started ringing like crazy. And I was like, okay, something's about to happen right now. My phone rings. It's Medium Ishani. And he's like, I'm going to be a minute, so why don't you get started on the show? I know Ishani's on now. Say hi, Ishani.
Hello.
So there are things that occur that you're not normally paying attention to. It wasn't so long ago that all these years that I was getting this very light ringing in my ear that, you know, people always make that joke, oh, someone's talking about me, or, oh, my ears are burning. Yeah, someone's talking about you. In fact, they're talking to you. You just can't decipher what they're saying. So it wasn't necessarily that I knew, and sometimes I do, but today I didn't know exactly what the issue was. I just knew it was about the phone call today. And I just prepared, got ready for it, and it revealed itself. So when you have things, such as tiny, tiny things, such as ringing in your ears, and it's not due to a pressure change, you know, going up a mountain or being on an airplane, that's something for you to pay attention to. Spirit's trying to get your attention. And you don't have to know exactly what they're saying. You just have to know that, you know, are they trying to warn you about something? Or did you just ask them a question? Usually they won't do that to you when you're asking a question. If it's something they're agreeing with you on, or they're saying, you got this, you already know, you just answered your question, they'll come in with a really quick, high-pitched ringing. And you'll be like, oh, what's that app? And as soon as you acknowledge it, it goes away. That's their way of saying, I'm here, I heard you, run with it, you're good to go. So just know that today, no matter where you're at or what you're going to ask about or what the issue is, know that you're always good to go, that you're just one step away from making a decision or putting into action the thing that's going to propel you forward. And most of the time, and I can tell you right now because of the Mercury retrograde and everything that we're all going through, that the thing that usually stops us from moving forward is indecision. And then when we do decide to do something, it's a lack of action. And even when we go to do that, and we have made a decision, and we start moving towards that action, there's the fear and impatience that kicks in. So it's not that you're doing something wrong. It's not that you're on the wrong path. It's not that it's not happening for you. Usually it's just a matter of waiting for it to unfold, not the way that you expect it to, but the way that God unfolds things with divine timing. So when we get to the phone today, I want you guys to take notes, write it down, date it, send yourself an email, do whatever you have to do to make sure that you've archived the things that are said to you and what your question was today. So many times we forget to pay attention to the things that brought us up to the point that we're at now. So, in other words, if you think about how many times in the past something has happened to you where you're like, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know how it's going to unfold. I don't know how I'm going to show my face. I don't know how I'm going to forgive. I don't know how I'm going to move forward. I just don't know how. And you made it through somehow, some way, and it was like, whew, that was a freaking miracle. How did that happen? I don't even know. Thank God. And whether you really meant to thank God or not, people are in the habit of saying, oh, thank God. Because all of a sudden, we become very spiritual when we're very desperate. So you get that whole light flashing before your eyes, and it doesn't have to be the end of your rope just yet. It just has to feel like it. So when you get to that place, and it's been resolved for you, and you're finally able to move forward and breathe a little bit and stop having your anxiety attacks, you all of a sudden quickly forget the miracle that just occurred in your life. For some reason, we're just grateful to get past it, And then we forget all about it. Whew, that's done it over. Moving on. Done. But the importance of remembering what you got through is that they're required a divine timing. How many times did something come to you and it came at a time that was absolutely perfect. There was no time left to waste. It was the 11th hour and you needed it now. And in hindsight, if you look at it, if you had gotten it sooner, maybe it was a lump sum of cash. Maybe somebody magically paid you that owed you something right in the nick of time. If they would have paid you 2 weeks earlier, you would have gone and spent it at the fair or blown it at the movies. But that 2 weeks later, when you needed it and it showed up because you didn't have any more cash. Because you needed it right then and there in order to take care of what you needed to take care of. And it wouldn't have been there before because you would have spent it. And it's those little things that we take for granted. So when you get your reading today or when you're being spoken to and you get your coaching, I want you to remember the journey of what you've gone through already to get to where you're at right now and what the catalyst is for you to move forward. And because when you forget that and it comes true for you, because they always do, what you are manifesting will always come to you. Doesn't mean that you always positively manifested, which is another piece of the trick. So it's all a matter of remembering and putting things into place and showing up when it counts to show up and always having the faith that things are being taken care of. No matter how desperate you get, and the angels never leave you. Never. Never, 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 never. I tell you, when I'm at my most freak out position, and trust me, I freak out too. I'm freaking out today, just so you know. You're not alone. That when you're freaking out, it's when they're asking you to ask them for help the most. You can ask them at any time for anything. But we normally only ask when we get desperate. But when we ask in that moment of desperation, we've added this other vibration to it, which is a lower vibration of anxiety and frustration and anger. And then it becomes a game of remembering that you're already being taken care of. It's already being put in place. And that your only job is to make sure that you are remembering to tap into that resource that you have. So when you forget to ask the angels for something, they cannot help you. God gave you free will. And free will and the law of spirit and the angel says that we cannot interfere in something that is going on with you unless it is a true life and death situation that's going to cause physical transition out of your body. And in that case, if it is not your time to go, they will then interfere. Other than that, it's up to you to take control of that situation. So when you most think that you don't have control of this situation and you don't have influence over people or outcomes of things, this just isn't true. It may not be with your timing. It may not be with words that you would have spoken or things that you would have directly done. Sometimes it is. But most often, it's a matter of you asking for the assistance that they're trying to give you. Your angelic team, your ancestors, every animal that you've had attached to you in the living and as a spirit animal is sitting there waiting. And they're dropping little notes in your ear, and they're leaving dimes and nickels next to you, and they're putting feathers in your path in unusual places, and they're ringing your ears when you need them the most, and they're like, just ask me, just ask me, just ask me. I don't care what it is, just ask me for anything and then let it go so I can take over and let me help you. And that's where we forget to do that. So I want you guys, along with taking notes today, I want you to go over to comfysoul.com. That's my website. And I want you to take advantage of the free Angels in Your Pocket guidebook. And you can download it, get it right now. And it's totally free. And it's a reference book that you can print out fold up and put in your purse or your wallet. And every time you look at it in your purse or your wallet, you're going to remember that you're taken care of and everything's okay. You're going to remember that they're always standing right at your side and they're just waiting for you to ask. We don't ask for nearly enough. I know in the waking, sometimes it seems like we're bothering people or humans don't want to be asked and they don't want to help you if they don't have to. And it's all very desperate feeling and you have to like bribe them and pay them. That's not true. There are so many people that give and give and give and give. In fact, too much to the point where they're not really taking care of themselves. So I want you to go download this guide. And when you see it in your purse and in your wallet, I want you to remember that to you and they're waiting for you to ask. So in this guide, you're going to learn how to positively manifest without that negativity and be able to let it go and ask in the proper way that is a positive prayer or manifestation. So many times we pray and it's desperate and it's hopeless. Or we're like bartering with God. God doesn't want your bribe. God wants your faith. So pray and let it go. And this teaches you the top 15 archangels, their first names, what their tasks are as given by God, and how they can help you. So if you have a specific thing that you're looking for, you can ask for it and call on them by name and know that it's being taken care of. The angels are really, really great at leaving you little clues. So that way they let you know, we heard you, we got it. That maybe you ask a question and the TV answers you back and you're like, whoa, that was weird. But you like laugh about it. And that was meant for you to hear. It's not a coincidence. There are no coincidences ever. Every time you make a decision or you turn around or you do something else, things are put in front of your path to notice, so that you know what to do next. And you can nudge yourself in any direction with their guidance. So the reason that it's important to do things like meditation or forms of it, like sitting out on your front porch and zoning out on the clouds, or you know, throwing a blanket down in the backyard and staring up at the birds in the tree, the reason these things happen are needed to happen is so that you can just slow down long enough to feel how your heart's feeling and what kind of guidance is actually coming into you. So they're always talking to you. And some of the things that you can do to notice, even if you're not really, you know, ever hearing them talk to you out loud directly, you can still feel in your heart if it's the right thing to do. And that's not something we can normally do when we're in a panic. When we're in a panic, the only thing we feel is our heart pumping and our stomach with the crazy butterflies, and we're anxious and we're nervous and we're trying to find a way to get out of this situation, and we don't know what to do. And really, when we just take 30 seconds to calm down, it's a lot easier to figure out what it is that we need to do, because you're able to feel the difference between like being really, really caffeinated and going out of your freaking mind versus not being on any type of caffeine, sitting down and meditating for 5 minutes, and then go ahead and checking in with your stomach. Does your stomach have butterflies, but they're like the good kind, the kind you get when you fall in love? Are they the kind that you get when you know something's wrong and it's like the worst thing in your gut that could possibly happen? Like, you know when you're walking into a party and it's a bad situation. So I just want you to be able to know that you can tap into that source and that energy any time that you want to take a minute to slow down and feel how your body feels when you think about your choices. And pick one choice at a time. And then go from there. Check in with it and see how that one choice feels. And then move forward and choose the other one and see how that feels. So, you know, hours and hours and hours teaching you how to tune into your guidance and your inner feelings, but we don't have that kind of time today. So we're going to go ahead and get to the phone. Oh, one more thing. Besides downloading the free guide on CompuSoul.com, also available to you from Medium Ishani, and I'll let him tell you.
I have a spirit-guided meditation which I will lead you through, and this will help you get in touch with your spirit guide. You will find out exactly who your guardian angel is, who's actually, what family member is actually with you, and through this meditation, you'll be able to find all that. So go to my website, www.mediumishani.com. Ishani is spelled E-S-H-N-E, and go to the top left side of the first page and click on the CD, and you can download my free meditation.
Okay, so with that being said, remember I told you to write this down, or if you got on the call today, make sure that you, you know, download it later and archive it for yourself so that you have, you know, what Spirit told you to guide you later. The coaching is especially helpful because the next time you get into a situation where you have to make the same types of decisions, you can refer back to how you got through this one in the first place and go through the same steps. So we're going to go to the phone number that ends with 0909. So, caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call. This is Ellen, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Ellen. How are you today?
Just fine. I'm intrigued by the topic. This is exactly what's been on my mind.
Oh, good. It sounds like you've had far too much on your mind in this case.
Yeah, I am wondering about the next step. There's so many things I want to do, and it's like I'm not quite sure how to get there from here.
Okay. So do you have a specific question?
A specific one, a move. I would love to move. I heard the long-term weather forecast for this area of the country is going to be cold and snowy again. Gosh, I'd love to get out of here. So I guess that's it. Is a move coming up?
Are you wanting to move?
Yes, very much so.
Said, yeah. What would be the first step of getting out of your area? What do you have to do to help the angels for you to get out of your area?
Find a way that I'd be able to earn some income in that new area.
Okay. Okay. And where did you want to go?
For some reason, Denver and the whole Colorado area is speaking to me these days.
Okay. That's kind of cold, too.
Oh, but
that's
nowhere
kind of
near as it is
too.
Here.
Okay, okay.
I mean, it comes and goes. It's not like the steady winter that we've had here. It was bad last year here.
Okay, okay. So have you chosen already that this is exactly what you're going to do and nothing is going to stop you from doing it?
No.
Okay.
First step.
All right. That would be your first step. And have you started? Go ahead.
No, I've also thought about other areas of the country. And that's one of the things I'm not. That area calls to me, but, you know, other areas could possibly interest me if something came up there, if I was able to make a living there, and I would look into it.
Okay. Well, what the angels want from you is a definite. They could give you multiples, and you could have jobs in multiple areas, but it doesn't mean that's going to be exactly what you want because you haven't narrowed down exactly what you want. So you have to give the angels a map. Because they're asking, they're like, okay, we're ready. And then you tell them, well, I have 10 places. And they're like, oh, we could do all that. But what exactly do you want?
So what they really want from you is for you to say, I want to live here first, versus worrying about where you're going to get that income, or as I prefer to call it, the abundance to be supported in the area that you want to be. Because they can give that to you anywhere that you choose. What they're asking is for you to choose so that they can deliver it to you in the place that you want to be. Does that make sense?
I don't know yet. It's like, and I've actually talked to my guides and just say, I'm open. These are the criteria. I want a place that's warmer, and a few other things I had mentioned to them over time. So I haven't not narrowed it down, but I thought I had given enough criteria.
Okay. So there's lots of warm places. You can be on Florida. You can come see us in California. Choices. You can go to the tropics. So there's a lot still out there that they need for you to tell them. So can
if, or you could end up in Iraq somewhere. That's pretty hot and warm.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't fit my other criteria.
Okay.
See, but some of those other places still might fill that criteria. So they really, really need you. They're in a holding pattern with you. So until you make a decision about which location you'd like to be in, they're just going to make everything available to you. Does that make sense?
Well, I wish I knew how to make that decision, that's all.
Okay.
You don't have a preference towards one place or the other?
No, not at this point. And it also makes me wonder if I zero in too fast on something, I may be overlooking something else. So,
okay.
All right. I just like,
so,
I'm sorry.
Okay. So with that said, as I was driving over here, I kept getting the number 22, which is my number, and it is the angels can see the positive results in your prayers, and they want you to have patience and stay optimistic while the final details are being worked out in heaven. This is an urgent call from the angels to keep the faith. So they've heard you. They know that you want change, but they still want those final details. So go ahead, Crystal.
So what you said about not wanting to overlook details of, you know, maybe being in another location or what have you, this they do not want you to worry about. If you've made your list of positive manifestations and things that you want in that area that you finally choose or go to, they're going to make sure that you get that. Somehow, even if it doesn't seem practical, they will deliver it in a way that will surprise you. It always happens, it never fails. So the only thing that comes up with that statement is an element of fear. Fear that you're going to miss something or that you're going to overlook a detail. And this will cause paralyzing inaction. And then the longer you stay in this inaction, the longer that you're going to worry that maybe I'll never get to move. Maybe I'll never find a place to be at. Maybe there is no such thing that meets this criteria. Now, you're probably not quite in that place yet of panic, but it could very quickly turn into that if you worry about what you think you might be missing, because all they really want you to do is sit down, you know, narrow it down to like two or three places that you like,
okay,
and sit down with each one for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes and just only focus on that one and only focus on the positive aspects and see how that feels in your heart. And whichever one makes you most excited is the direction that you should move in. Because at this point, they're going to give you all those things on your list, no matter which one of those you choose. It's just a matter of you narrowing down where you want to be. So other than that, they have no red flags for you as far as you missing out on a particular location. If there was something that they wanted to say, we'd be telling you right now as far as, nope, you want to go here because this is waiting for you. We would have already told you that. So that's not the case.
Okay.
The only case here is for you to delve into the creativity of your own mind and say, you know what? I kind of like to be in this area. This floats my boat. And on top of that, this is how I want to make money. And this is how much I want to get paid. And this is how many hours I want to work and on what days. Because they're also asking for you to do that so that you get your material things taken care of the way you want them. And they're very, very clear about that's all on you, and they're just waiting for your direction. So How does this make you feel now?
At least it gives me something to do. And it sounds quite reasonable and something very easy for me to do. I can start listing two or three places I have in mind, and I can start listing what I'd like to do there. And, yes, I will figure out what feels best to me.
Can I ask you a quick question? Has there been anything in your life recently that has shook your faith, something that shook you up?
Not specifically, no. Not that I can think of right now.
Okay.
Why do you ask? I'm now going through my memory cells trying to figure it out, huh?
Usually that stuff comes up later, not so much on the fly. It'll be the moment you hang up that you'd be like,
oh,
I got it.
Yeah. because the angels told me to ask you about faith.
Oh, faith.
So sit with
that. Yeah.
So if nothing comes up for you specifically, it will start to creep up later. Spirit's really, really great at, like, throwing little memories into your brain and popping things up that you thought you forgot about. You'll know that's them talking to you, and you'll know that's them saying, this is what we're talking about, and they're using it as a lesson. It's not something that they want you to get through or get over. It's their way of telling you that what we said about you making your own rules and you keeping the faith that it will be as you requested, because you deserve that, is all they want you to remember. So there's definitely a need for balance and trust, and they are showing you any happy new little place with your achievements made and your new home. So it's whatever you want it to be. It's already sitting there waiting. It's just for you to choose where and what kind of job you want to do.
Wow. Thank you. You've encouraged me. I appreciate that.
You should be encouraged. You've got this. It's all up to you. There's no block here whatsoever. Just keep faithful. That's all that they ask.
I will. And I want to say thank you so much to the both of you.
You are very welcome, Ellen. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. You have a great energy, so keep that up in your manifestation, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love this. I want it to be very clear that there's no reason you can't have what you want, that our number one block is us thinking that we don't deserve it or we don't know how. The how is not your worry. You're not supposed to worry about the how. That's for spirit to do. And other than that, just make your list. You're not being too picky. You're not being demanding of God. You're giving your order into the universe, and they're going to deliver your food to you the way that you want it. They might do it in their own timing, and they might do it in a way that benefits not just you, but all the people around you, the people that are connected to you. Because believe it or not, whether you recognize it or not, you sitting in your living room right now or at your workplace or wherever you're at listening to us are connected to someone on the polar opposite side of the planet right now, and you have no idea how you're affecting them. And sometimes this shows up in your life and you recognize it later, and other times it shows up right away. And in some cases, it might take years. But if you've ever had the opportunity to meet somebody who somehow, some way had this strange connection to you, a friend of a friend or a job that you used to work at or something, and you're bonding and you find out through your conversation that this is your odd connection, that's not a coincidence. Everybody is a piece of the fabric of light. And every time you move the fabric on the other side of the planet, and we affect each other. So make sure that you're very specific about what you want, because what you want should be for your greatest good and for the good of everyone around you. So if it is meant to be and it is good for all, you will get it, and then some. Spirit loves rewarding you for your faith. So where you thought, oh, maybe I could just get a little home like this, they'll be like, you know what? If you do some of this work for me and you teach others and you keep your faith and you spread a little joy, maybe all they want you to do is smile and and you're the guru of lifting up the spirits of people at the checkout counter at the grocery store, and that's all your purpose is to do in life, they will reward you for that. You'll get a much bigger home. They will hook you up. So it sounds ridiculous, but it's totally not. This is how it works. It's just that easy. So we're going to pick up the next call. Not a phone number. I believe it's a Skype. So as soon as I take you off mute, give me your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, hi. Is it me you've got?
It's you.
Hi. Okay, my name is Sue, and I'm calling from the UK. And what do you need from me? Can you just tell me if there's a message from the angels, or do I need something else?
If you'd like something specific, then we can help
point
you in the right direction.
All right. Okay. Can you focus on romantic, romantic area? Tell me what you pick up.
First thing I'm getting is that you are a firecracker. You have a type of energy that go-getter, get it done, I'm going to make this happen, and it's definitely in the cards for you. So let me ask you, have you made steps towards asking for that which you desire? And I like to call it the man list. Do you have a man list?
Oh, I that's not the issue. I need to know what's happening.
Okay. All right. You know what this says to me also? Because you're that type of energy, that first thing that it makes me think of in this situation is control. So I'm that same type of person, and people of this nature are very specific about how they want something to be resolved, right down to, you know, how we want them to say or what would make us feel better that they should do.
And I want to ask you, why have you lost your trust?
Why have I lost my trust?
Yes.
I haven't lost any trust. I just need to know what's going on.
So what's coming up is that it's time for you to free yourself and take back some control. So this is part of a power struggle, not necessarily in the way that you're not getting, you know, your way or anything like that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's time for you to get what you deserve. And for you to stay open and keep your heart blown wide open, but do it to the right person. Because if you're spending your energy doing it with the wrong person, it's going to cause you to need to pull away, hide out, hold back, and they want you to be more playful and attract what it is that you are trying to be, what you are trying to attract. So you may not be all of yourself right now with your current situation, and they want you to respect and love yourself first in a much greater way than you are doing right now, so that someone else can come in and be that for you in addition. But they want you to be the example to you first. Does that make sense?
It's not quite. I'm looking for specifics. I'm a good person and I don't need any work. I'm just wondering if you can tell me what's coming in, what is around the corner. That's really what I'm looking for.
They're asking for you to do some forgiveness work. They're wanting you to learn from a situation, and that's where they're at right now.
What situation?
There's some attachment or an energy from the past that is a block to having your heart completely open to bringing in that person who's going to be with you and give that much. to the point where if they gave that much to you, you would almost question it, like, what's going on here? You're not, like, a real person, and this is weird, and what do you want from me? If trusting someone to deeply get to know each other so that you're not hiding any parts of you and none of you is having to be guarded or protected. Does that make sense?
No, I think the problem here is that I need to find someone where there's an attraction. The actual relationship isn't the issue. It's finding someone available that there's an attraction. So it's not about I don't need to forgive myself. So that's really what I was looking for.
Okay.
There, if they do mention that it's a lack of chemistry, so you don't have to settle for anything less, and you know that. That's why you're still looking for something, but there's no reason for you not to have that, and they're wanting you to treat yourself that well before someone else can come in and do that for you. Treat yourself to a spa day, go shopping, look in the mirror and say how freaking awesome you are, and expect that to be returned to you from the right person. Did you have any other questions?
No, that's all. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
It's a beautiful day. So a lot of times when we are looking for our soulmate, twin flame, spirit will hold off. And sometimes they will send in soulmates for you to teach you lessons. And a lot of us may believe we've learned all the lessons we can learn. But remember, there's always room for improvement. And if there's any time in our life where we're like, we know more than enough. Well, we do. We're sent here to this planet with all the information we need, and it's inside of us. But sometimes that information is locked in and needs to be extracted, or we need to be reminded of exactly what's going on there. So when we do that and a soulmate comes into our face or comes into our area or comes into our life a little more that we didn't know.
A good example is when we do our show on Friday, Twin Flame Fridays, and we do the coaching and the readings to help you know, where you're at on your path to finding your twin flame, which is very, very different from soulmate. Your twin flame is the one. That's the one person that is made of you and for you.
Yeah.
And the lessons that are put in front of us from soulmates are in order for us to grow as a whole person, having met all our lessons from our past relationships, you know, with our parents, our dogs, our, you know, boyfriends, etc., and take those into that final twin flame relationship. So what most people fail to know is when you get to the twin flame relationship, you're supposed to bring all of your lessons that you learned on your journey. They're supposed to bring all of their lessons they learned on their journey. And together, you have one last lesson together that you each get each other through, and you do it together. And so we're never going to have all the answers. The moment we stop learning about the world, ourselves, other people, is the moment that we stop inviting spirit into our hearts to continue to teach us what we need to know in order to live happily, successfully, and to get that star before we move on, shed our mortal coil, and then, you know, decide whether or not we're going to return back to the planet. So I'd like to point out that as Ishani checks the time, it is right this second, 4:44. And 4:44 in angel numbers, a direct message from the angels that says,
there are angels. They're everywhere around you. They are completely loved, supported. You are completely loved, supported, and guided by many heavenly beings. And you have nothing to fear.
So as I finished saying that about knowing that our lessons aren't about there being something wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing but learning. And learning isn't wrong. It's only a journey. And when you think you've reached the end of that journey, you're wrong. Life always has something more to offer.
And when this life is over, you will continue this journey. This is just a playground to me. This is just one giant playground. And when I'm done with this playground, I'm going to another playground across the street that I've been looking at for a long time. Bigger jungle gym, more kids. It's pretty awesome. But one thing that I learned from watching this TV show, it was like a commune back in the 60s, and everybody was sleeping together. You know, the 60s, it was free love, and everybody was sleeping together, and every night they would swap wives, and it was like, I think it was like, what, like 100 people there or something like that, and they all had their certain jobs, and they were doing their certain things. And one thing that reinforced my twin flame thought, because some people are like, ah, twin flame, they don't exist. It's just, you know, it's whatever you want. Sure, I get that. But in this commune where they were all sleeping with one another, after a while, they started pairing up. And I was like, why are they pairing up when they have the ability to be with anybody they want at any time? But for some reason, I want to have kids, I'm out of here, I don't want to do this anymore. And one by one, they all started breaking off, and they all started having kids, they all started getting married, and it was like, whoa, how interesting is that? That you came in having a free-for-all, and you had the freedom to be with anybody you wanted, any day or night. You can change or swap boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever you wanted to do and sleep with whoever you wanted to sleep with, even if it wasn't sleeping with. Maybe you were just laying down next to the other person because you wanted to be in the bed with that person. But they all broke off. They all paired off. And that made me think, maybe humans talk about the Adam and Eve thing. Maybe it's completely true.
So despite their intentions of originally coming in and really having no intention, just going to live, I'm going to farm, I'm going to, you know, play games with other people, and we're all going to commune together and grow food together and
walk,
you know,
around naked,
care for the animals, walk around naked and all these things, eventually what it led them to was energetically attaching and attracting what it is that they were still missing. And what they were missing was that closeness with that one person. So, sure, there were others who made the choice to stay single and keep living that life that way and continuing on. But here it was 30 years later, and they're interviewing these people who did pair up and have children. And they asked them, you know, well, why did you make that decision to go off and do your own thing and leave the commune? And it was basically that they got to a point where they couldn't help but just want to be with that one person, that it became unfulfilling for them to be with somebody else. So it wasn't that, you know, they made a choice that, well, I changed my mind, I have to get married and I want to have kids and I don't want to miss out on that. It wasn't a choice of desperation.
No, it wasn't desperate.
It was attraction. It was chemistry. It was energy. It was having lived that life, learning a lesson, and saying, I want something else. I want something more. I want something deeper. And finding it in that person that was there with them. That they, knowing that the universe brought them together to go through that experience so they could understand each other.
Yeah.
And then off they went to go raise their kids. So,
and it's amazing that they were like, you know what, this is not a good place for us to do this anymore. I don't want my children to be around this. I'd like to give them just a regular life. And I don't have anything wrong with people living the other way. That's whatever is your choice is your choice. But what I learned is, like, energetically, they were just like, I can't do this anymore. I want you. I want our children to have a family, and I want to be complete.
And it seemed like the reason that they chose to leave, because some of them stayed stayed married there and raised their families there.
Yeah.
But the ones that chose to leave decided that they didn't want other members of the commune to place their values, beliefs, or counteract their parental guidance. So in a community where it's kind of like the village raising, you know, the children, this is not what they desired for their children. In other cases, those parents stayed. So it was a matter of preference and choice and them having the right chemistry and speaking together about what they desired. So if you don't make that decision about what you want, you're going to let things happen to you instead of choosing what's going to happen to you and allowing for other things to occur as you venture down that path is what makes you grow as a person. When you stay too rigid in an idea and God has this awesome thing sitting just outside your idea, it's better than your idea. It's totally on the path of what you asked for,
right,
and then some. But you refuse to see that gift sitting just outside the fence because you won't open the gate?
Or the trust. So, God, what do you have for me? I'm comfortable in this. I'm, you know, it's rough, but I'm comfortable. So why would I leave this and go out there when I don't see anything out there in the yard? I don't see anything out there in the field. You want me to go out there and go find a lamb, and I'm starving right now. And I got meat right here for me. So why in the heck would I go out there in the field and find something better? Because I don't see it. And believe it or not, behind that tree, there may be a completely awesome meal for you and something that's going to fulfill you for the rest of your life. But you have to take that leap. You have to walk. You have to walk in faith. And that's something that's been a consistent thing. Can you come up? It's about faith.
This reminds me of the meditation you did the other day. So if you don't mind sharing, I'd like for you to make the leap of faith with them.
Okay.
And tell them where you were taken to in your meditation the other day that was a leap of faith.
The one where I went to heaven?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what happened was I was getting the nudge by the angels to commune with them, and it's been a constant thing to where I just start closing my eyes and sitting back when I'm in the middle of doing something because I can feel them so strongly around me, surrounding me. And when you do that, when their energy just surrounds you, you feel nothing but complete love, and it wants you feel the need to just fall asleep and close your eyes and go into that theta state where you can feel everything. So I did that, and I arrived in heaven on a bench with, what was it, Archangel Ariel, talking to me, giving me, letting me know the reason why I was there, the reason why I was going through what I was going through, and I was like, I don't want to hear it. I was actually like, whatever, to the angels, like, nah, I'm tired of going through this, you know, and getting moody with the angel. And as they continued to talk to me, I got more and more relaxed, and I came down, and they opened another area in heaven. And this is where I met up with Jesus. I always... you know, pray to Jesus and stuff like that, but to actually see him and to talk to him and to ask him about his and what was actually going on when he was on earth and to have that conversation and then to be introduced to Mary. He introduced me to Mary to hug and feel the love, complete surrounding love of Mary. It was amazing. And after that, he said, there's someone else, another doorway. And as I went into this doorway and it opened up, it was the size of, just imagine like an open field, and there's this gigantic energy ball in the sky like the sun, but it was more of a blue tone, and it was God. It was the everything. It was the Almighty. It was the complete love and energy of God.
Point while you were there.
Yeah.
You had turned around and you were facing the edge of a cliff.
Yes. I sat down on a cliff. Thank you for reminding me of that. I was sitting down on a cliff and God said, let go. And I didn't hesitate. I just leaped off of the cliff and I went. And as I leaped off, a leaf, and he congratulated me for my faith, and he gave me some other things we won't talk about on the air, but there was a lot of things that I had to do. And I was going through a certain time where I believed that my faith was being tested. But as I took that leap off the cliff, I knew that the faith was still there and that everything was going to be okay no matter what.
So for those of you who remember having flying dreams, maybe when you were younger, maybe you still have them now, notice your flight habit. You know, did you have trouble getting off the ground? Did you fly easier when you were younger? If you don't remember your dreams, I challenge you to make it a habit every night before you go to sleep. As you're laying down, say, thank you for helping me remember my dreams. Thank you for helping me remember my dreams. And just kind of repeat it until you fall asleep. And if not that night, sometime in the next 2 or 3 days, you will begin to remember your dreams. It's a habit. And they will oblige you and help you remember your dreams upon waking. And when you do this, you're able to get a lot of communication and guidance from your angels while you're... I realized that I was losing, or I didn't have as much faith as I used to when I was little. That all the worries, the anxieties, the saying, I'm this old now and I've learned my lesson and you know, we don't need to go there again, was wrong. All the things that are coming up right now have to do with me as a kid and everything that we've ever gone through in our lives, all our relationships, everywhere we've ever lived, every place we ever went to school, has a bearing on your spirituality and your faith and your belief system. And is very, very deeply rooted, even though it's not at the forefront of your mind or it wasn't some traumatic experience, it's in there. And spirit will not hesitate to show you, particularly right now during the Mercury retrograde.
Oh, that's kind of rough with that.
So I realize now, as I'm starting to have an easier time flying in my dreams, that I'm not, you know, dragging on the ground. That when I make the decision to take off and go, that I'm just going. And I know that that is a regaining of my faith, that I believe I can fly, and I'm not judging my dream. I'm not judging my ability to fly. I'm not saying I'm an adult now, I weigh this much, and I can't fly because I'm too heavy. And it was okay when I was a kid, because as a kid I felt light and jumped everywhere and thought, oh, I'm going to fly, you know, every time I jumped on the couch. So the difference is, faith and knowing that you can still do that. And that's what Ishani is talking about, that God rewarded him for when he jumped off that cliff. It was just a matter of faith and that he knew that he was taken care of.
Right. So with that said, I want to ask Archangel Michael to come in and cut the cords of energy. So all the energy that our listeners have attached to us be returned to them. And all the energy that we have spent be returned to us. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you for cutting these cords of energy and your ongoing protection. So go your way with blessings and know you are loved. Stay in the love and light. Bathe in the love and light. Be a light, not a judge. Be a model, not a judge. Live life with love and light and only be around those of love and light. And may you have an abundance of love and light to share.
And so it is.
Amen.
Namaste. I have two ways about this. People like this.